And I think it's great what they did for Mike. And would you mind talking about, because you do so many different things for O'Neill, do you want to talk about some of the funner things you get to do? Like,
absolutely.
Or the more, yeah, like the Odyssey maybe, or any of that?
I don't work directly with the Sea Odyssey. That is a separate part of the business. It's very much Jack O'Neill's brainchild there. He created that, and it probably was his most passionate thing that he had going. I mean, he was more involved in that than anything else in the latter part of his life. And he really believed in getting the inner city kids and people that didn't have the opportunity to get in the ocean out there to see what it was like, and, you know, see the bay, and really wanted people to connect with the water and, you know, all that. And I think that was just still is incredible, and how many kids they've gotten out on the boat. And it's been a wonderful thing to see grow since I've been with O'Neill. But I'm more involved with the surf shops directly. Well, I am very directly with the surf shops. So some of the fun things I get to do, I actually have worked for Future as our business for many, many years. This was the first year that I didn't really go to the classes for the first time in a long time because of obviously the pandemic. But I go to different high schools and even middle schools, and I would talk in classes about my job and be able to give out different things to the kids, you know, show them stickers and posters and hats and things that we've designed here in Santa Cruz, and offer kids jobs. You know, really, it's a great opportunity for the kids in our community, and even in high school especially, to get a summer job and work while they're in school, to have that under their belt. By the time they graduate, they've already had a couple of years of work experience. Highly recommend that. So that's really fun. I love working with the community in that way, with the Future as our business. It's been wonderful, and I've had, you know, created some great contacts and had some great employees come through because of that, and been able to, one of the things I get to do is hire people. That's another thing. It doesn't sound like maybe it would be that fun, but it really is. Hiring people is, especially when you get to the point where you start to hire people and everyone you hire tends to work out pretty well. You feel like you're a good judge of character, and it's nice. It's nice to see someone come in without never had work experience, give them a job, give them structure, give them, all of a sudden someone might be shy, might be really inward, doesn't know how to talk to people. Within a few months, they're socializing, they're getting along with the staff, they're talking with customers, and you just see them open up as an individual and as a person. You see them grow, and you get to see them mature, and you get to see them go out into the world and get another job or go off to university, come back years later, say thank you for, you know, getting me started. It's awesome to see the full circle with so many of these people that have come in and out of the business.
Yeah, so I would imagine that's really gratifying. And while the, you know, what's gone on the last year has affected negatively a lot of businesses in our community, something like a business like O'Neill, perhaps